Welcome to Fear the Boot. My name is Dan.
My name is Luke.
My name is John.
My name is Matt.
Howdy.
And people know by now. And if
I know, I know. It's not the point.
They don't know by now, then welcome to Fear the Boot. I just got back from my trip, and we're kind of in a pinch time here because I just got back from my trip, and we're going this weekend into Fear the Con.
Man, we had a snowocalypse.
Again, but right before we left, or right after he gets home.
I did an episode with Daniel Perez while I was down in Miami, so if you guys want to know the details of my trip, as soon as I have it, I will post a link to that episode of Gamer Traveler.
Or just watch Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
With dead bodies?
We ride together.
We die together.
I came to find out some ghastly facts, like, for example, they are planning a LARP cruise. There's some company that's planning a LARP-themed cruise, and what's really funny about this is they don't have enough people to fill the boat, so you're going to be on a ship with who knows how many hundreds or thousands of passengers with just some small percentage LARPing. And Daniel Perez described this pretty accurately as basically a Denny's at sea.
Let me go ahead and just give you a Fear the Boot financial advice, is that is the worst investment ever.
Speaking of financial advice, I have a message upstairs on the phone from somebody who wants to know about billing at Fear the Con.
Billing?
Yeah, I have no idea who this is or who would have my phone number.
Wait, he didn't apply for the Fear the Con card?
I have your phone number.
Wait, and it's your
but it wasn't
personal
me.
Home phone
yes,
number.
It's my personal home
are
phone
you listed?
Number. No, I don't have my number listed. This was long before the show because I'm a paranoid individual. I'm a little recluse, but I have no idea who this is from because I don't think I told. I don't know, maybe on the application I put down the name of the organization or something. I wrote Fear the Con. I have no idea who this person is.
Maybe it's an investor from Dubai.
I'm guessing. Oh, well, it's yes. A local phone
dude,
number, so I'm guessing Parks
by
and
someone
Rec.
From like Saudi Arabia.
That'd be awesome.
That can only end well.
A license plate went
why
over there.
End well, like, but you'll have
the
nice
license
hotel
plate. Just says number one. Just went over there for like $14 million because they have nothing else to spend their ridiculous amounts of oil money on.
As everyone I'm sure knows by this point, Gary G died. Let's pour one out for all our Garys going up the river.
That's good. Thank you, Liquu Store.
Yes,
the O is falling off now.
The Liquu Store lost the O, so now it's a Liquu Store.
It's been very indie.
The lady blamed a windstorm.
What's really funny is also when we were there, there's a haircut place right next door, and on the door was painted "Today's Special Haircuts."
Shocking revelations.
Revelations of the
shocking dyslexia. But
wow.
Dyslexics have more.
Should we spring our big surprise?
Yeah, what is it?
What this
oh,
episode?
This isn't a regular episode. It's a bonus episode, and
kind of.
No, this is a regular episode.
Is it really?
I'd put it as bonus episode.
Yeah. See, Luke.
It's in the twilight between
that way you
regular
don't have to
and
edit
bonus.
Closely.
All right.
Dancing along the shadows.
Well, I don't know what we're gonna call it, but here's the shtick of today's episode. We're getting ready to go into Fear the Con. Skies of Glass document's coming together nicely. It's going to be ready on time.
And the gaming world fell apart because Gary G died.
So, I just got back for trip. So today what we're going to do, in honor of Gary, we're going to do exactly what we planned to do anyway. Which is,
yeah.
We went out and picked up a copy of the Dragonlance movie. All right?
So, I know what you're thinking. Wash your hands. We have. We're wearing gloves. It's fine.
So here's, we have never seen this movie before. Of course, it just came out, but none of us have seen this before. So here's what we are going to do. In a minute here, we are going to start the movie, and we'll let you know, like, we are on the menu screen. We are clicking play movie right now, and we are going to create a commentary track that you can play along with this movie. So if you don't own the movie, that's understandable.
Go rent it.
Yeah, rent it. Grab it from Blockbuster, Netflix, or whatever. And this is meant to be played along with it. Now, we would like to make it easy just to put the sound of the movie in with the audio, but for copyright reasons, we can't do that. So what we are making is a parallel track that's going to go along with the movie. If you're not into the movie, whatever, that's great. Maybe go something else, maybe not. Either way.
And on top of that, if you do not have the movie handy, just stop listening because it's not going to be anywhere nearly as funny without context. If it's funny at all.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an experiment.
It is a going concern at this point.
Luke is absolutely right. This is going to be an experiment. We don't know how this is going to turn out. We've never tried this before.
We've made fun of movies plenty of times while watching them, but never recorded it how it sounded.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't know how this is going to be. This is just something we're dorking around with for fun. But anyway, we'll get to that right now. So I hope to see you guys at Fear the Con.
Woot.
We will put the links to stuff one last time in the show notes for Fear the Con. for the Worldwide Wing Night, and Meyer Eye Care, I don't think, has a website. So
it does now. Kim made one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Nice. Well,
MeyerEyeCare.com, actually.
Okay.
You can believe that.
Well, then we will put that link in the show notes as well. So hopefully we will see you guys this coming weekend. And if we not, well, then either way, we will catch you next week on the next episode. So with no further ado, we'll put a little tone in here. And when you hear that tone, right at the point of that tone, that's when you're going to hit play.
Just so you know what it sounds like, it'll be like,
on the so that's when you hit play movie on the DVD main menu screen, and maybe we'll like, okay, we're seeing this at first, just so you know you're on sync. Okay, we're looking at a PG-13 rating right now, and if you're in Canada, by the way, this movie's PG, and as we watch this movie, we're going to be playing along with a Dragonlance Dungeon Master screen that has all kinds of great info. Okay, we just
did that come with the movie?
No.
That looks
awesome
cooler than the movie.
Okay, we're going to see if they
yeah,
do
hell
things.
What is that symbol? It was Toons Entertainment.
Oh. Somebody's lighting a bowl.
There's the Willow Wisp.
Kids love fire. Let's put in some fire.
Flaming stream.
Is this like
gas.
The TSR symbol now?
There might be dragons associated with Dragonlance. I haven't done all my research on it, but I hear rumors.
This looks like Dragon 1989 computer animation, Lance.
Is anybody sitting here actually follow or are familiar with the Dragonlance universe?
I've played a couple campaigns.
Well,
on
I've
it,
played
so.
The same ones you have, and it's I'm
I
not.
That I played Saga Edition. With
there
the
are
cards.
Several characters that are very important to it, and we're about to watch their.
I've read.
Story.
I've read half of the first book before I had to throw it down. In
the
disgust.
Only character I'm familiar with in Dragonlance is Trampas Whiteman.
So we'll be at Fear the Con, by the way.
Absolutely.
So we can tell them all about this if it's not out yet.
Here, I don't know.
No, that was a dragon and a lance.
This is the backstory. I thought this was a credit.
I thought it was fighting the Protoss. Okay, the dragon lance.
Dragonlance,
right.
Dragonlance could be a kick ass or kick butt porn
I think
title.
There's going to be asteroids in Dragonlance?
I think there's...
Is this Spelljammer?
I'm gonna complain.
No, we've been fooled.
That is a lot of.
That's a planet with a butt crack.
That's South America.
A furry butt crack.
Some.
Oh, never mind. It's smart.
They blew all their butts out the smoke.
You know what? I think you're right, but not how you think you are.
All right. Step one, according to the Dragonlance Dungeon Master screen of any campaign, number one is to learn the adventure goals. Let's see if that happens.
I believe the adventure goals are. Dragons. So did anybody read this book that you know I think
did you not hear me just say
well, hello, Lucy Lola. I think that there's just gonna be a whole lot of like references and stuff that are gonna be completely lost on us.
Whoa, those dudes got no oh my god, Harriet 13. The spy is in this.
Oh, what this the? Lose?
Swallow it. Totally. I can put my whole hair. Fist in my mouth, guys. Watch.
No, nice placement of the O there.
Oh, look at Bert.
That was a load of bull.
Ooh,
no, that was a load
people.
Of Raven.
You so Raven.
My dress
what are the
so.
Ethnicities on these names?
Gindi? Oh, like Cindy.
Pakistani well, or something?
John Frank Rosenbaum. I
wonder
well,
no, not
out.
That guy. I was thinking
yeah,
like...
he's Lex Luthor.
No, that was the other Rosenbaum.
P. Jaya Coomer.
Why does every river in a cartoon look like that? Look, it winds a lot.
Because they're lazy.
What do you think the overhead is in that place?
Because it's idyllic.
I got a million of them. I'm here all week. Into the last hope, whatever the hell it's called.
What the carbon footprint is for an elven tree city?
Probably pretty low. Al Gore's an elf.
There's a Legend of Zelda cartoon moblin. I appreciate
it. Really is a moblin.
Swab the deck.
Scrub it up.
You're scrubbing against the grain, what? Woman.
Wow, they actually animated some boob jiggle there.
That is one busty barmaid.
I'm totally not Gandalf.
Because that would be copyrighted. Look, I don't know. I saw some nipple on that side boob. That's a little too anatomically correct for a kid's cartoon.
Hey, who thinks the fireplace in the wooden thing in the tree is a good
it's
idea?
Not necessarily the best idea.
That's masonry wood.
It's all petrified.
Well, to be fair, it could be enchanted.
That's Pelham grade fireplace there.
Whoa!
You know that chick's like
great
this guy does this every
naked.
Time.
Nice branch
naked.
Placement. What the?
Bountiful indeed.
Pumpkins, melons, if you will. That dude is naked.
Which is a lot more nudity than I anticipated.
Yeah.
Except not actual nudity.
All right. Dan, I was wrong. Can you turn it up a little bit? Just a tad.
Tiamat. Always a Tiamat.
Split him into three parts.
You got to fight that war mech on the bridge on the way over to him, though.
Yeah.
Whoa, 3D. The guy's like, I've never seen three dimensions. I'll run.
That totally gives you a plus to your attack if you're 3D.
It should. Look, I can go into the picture.
And Bahamut.
Well, so that's because the Gods of Light only paid for 2D animation, where the Gods of Evil had lots of overhead on the
so
3D.
So the D&D cartoon, the one from the 80s, did that take place in Dragonlance?
No, it was in, I think it was actually Mystara. I don't remember what, Mystara? But it was not Dragonlance.
It was not.
Didn't that predate Mystara?
I don't remember. I've been drinking.
I think it happened on TV.
This planet has gotten beat up in the first 10 minutes.
Wow.
And we are already at the reuse of the CGI frame at minute number 5.
Yeah, you know, it's totally rotated.
You know that chick in the end just like, yeah, uh-huh, whatever, keep talking. You're going to buy another drink and see you're talking all night. They threw so many rocks it buried that
rocks
statue.
Turned into arrows.
Each one of those is 1d3 damage, man.
It's like we're playing Exalted all of a sudden. That's a huge mace head.
Oh,
compensating much? Those are very elaborate constellations.
Mondane, the wizard. Gem of immortality.
Old man, this is Burbank. You need to go home with your god talk.
Get your gold brick and ass out of my beachfront community.
You know, good people never wear armor with skulls on it. I'm just something I've noticed.
Oh, it's Tiamat.
So what race box does Tiamat check? With
dragon.
You know.
And god.
Demon. God. Whatever.
Every head's a different color, yo.
If he runs, does he get lift?
You can find my staff anytime.
You know, I'm just not buying the lip syncing on the dragon. That's totally not how dragons talk.
Well, you see, it's draconic. So.
Oh, I got it's like a kung fu movie.
Yeah, it's just poor dubbing.
Gotcha.
You would think.
Oh, gratuitous. Was, come on now.
Come on, she's a succubus. On. What do you expect?
Just make a choice. Have the nudity or stop.
Right, right.
It's PG-13.
You would think that 3D to these people would be like thinking like non-Euclidean geometry in Cthulhu. Like, it should drive them mad, but they just kind of shrug it off.
They feel like if something in four physical dimensions appeared to us.
What is with her hair?
It's artfully
It's called
removed.
A racing stripe.
Whoa, she is a dragon. She is
That just
whore.
Blew my mind.
Well, there went that explicit tag.
What's wrong with whore?
That headband is plus 10 to awesome.
Whore, 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 diddy, whore.
Whoa!
Whoa! Oh, he tossed the dwarf.
Somebody call Little People of America.
Potatoes!
Wait. What are you doing here, Aragorn? You're in the wrong story. Whoa.
No, his hair is brown.
So you're
it's
calling
totally different.
Well, at least he doesn't have a Scottish accent. I'll give him that.
Is that a bong?
Dwarven bongs are of the highest quality.
They really are.
Why are birds coming out of his head?
To be fair, I think they were coming out of the tree above his head.
No, I choose to believe that they're coming out of his head.
This guy keeps pointing the knife at his own face. That doesn't seem like a real smart choice.
It's what dwarves do in Kryn.
To be fair, he also needs a shave, so, you know. It's a barber dwarf.
Why is his head glowing?
It's his headband.
No, plus 10 to awesome. Not. It was definitely an inch away.
He's
from
a greasy D&D player. He hasn't washed his face.
So that was actually Cheeto Sheen then.
Yes.
Cheeto Sheen.
Smallpox invades Korean.
Did he turn around and say, whores?
Whores. Uh-oh, here comes the moblins.
A little jaundice there, buddy.
Was that guy an Amadeus?
He's got a nutsack under his lip.
I just was going to say that, John. Damn it.
What?
Where were you keeping that? You don't want to know.
He's a dwarf. They can just make an axe.
Is that Mojo's brother? Run, 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 run.
Is it really ever all that intimidating when half hit die creatures charge you? It's like being charged by toddlers.
Solace?
Oh!
What? The money shot!
What oh matter of thick white fluid was that?
This is not PG-13.
There is so much.
I did not know that about goblins.
He just gave that guy a snow job.
No wonder goblins are so ubiquitous.
What's going on here?
Hasselhoff.
Tasselhoff.
Don't hassle the Tasselhoff.
Michael, I think we need to kill some goblins.
Wong, wong. Wong, wong. They didn't even go past his breast, but that dude totally faked it. Like, okay, all my friends are dead. I'm down. I'm out. I'm out.
And
dramatic corpse wow. shot.
Kinder, making Havling seem cool since 1983.
No, wait a Not minute, really. Wait a minute. This guy was like, I just killed a bunch of goblins who attacked me. It's my human side. I hate my human side that I'm so violent.
And now the politics
life.
Come into this. This is like yes. a...
Yeah, but I'll sure lick it.
Oh, Kendra stole crap from party member. Check that box off.
Yep.
Drink.
Drink.
In the windy part of the woods.
You know, I think I actually had a character who had a sling staff and... It was ridiculous when I made the character, and it's just as ridiculous looking
You know,
at
I don't
now.
Know that we have yet learned the adventure goals.
Learn, what's it? Learn the adventure,
well,
the
we
research.
Know the bad guy
step
wants
two
to
is research the adventure's history.
Well, we did that old man at the start.
Oh, okay.
That was a lot of research.
All right. We're fair set. Enough. All right. Three, prepare strategy, buy supplies,
probably coming up.
Plan battle.
You buy the supplies from the busty bar wench.
It looks like that's
you
what we're about
buy
to do
the
now.
Busty bar wench.
I love how she looks surprised and like, hey, I got work to do.
Yeah, but only in a neutral or eviler town.
That's true.
Does that sling staff have a special name? Because I don't see it here. I do see slime jar.
You know what this place fears the most?
The boot.
Fire?
Dutch Elm's disease. One of my favorite Penny Arcade strips right there.
What are you doing? What are you
I'm sorry, I was going to beard. I didn't hear a thing he just said.
Got another jaundicey guy.
Kiefer's slumming. Okay, yeah, irises don't do that.
The president.
Those are totally some wild eye contacts.
Okay, I'm going to veto any more doctor, eye doctor knowledge.
That's fair.
To cartoons.
That's fair.
I won't talk about nuclear engineering.
As if that'd come up.
You don't know.
Well, my parents were cousins.
Well, actually, there's one in the back. There's one here.
Fireball!
Magic missile. I'm out of mana.
Red Wizard needs food badly.
Little tiki
waiter. Spider needs big boobs badly.
Wow. Independent boob motion.
Wow. This is like watching DOA.
Oh, readjusting.
Come on. Do it. To be fair, they also did that on the last season of Buffy.
That's true.
Voiced by Michelle Trachtenberg.
And I must proposition one of them.
I've heard the adventures are very long and hard.
Yeah, but Greybeard is crazy.
Greybeard touched me inappropriately.
He smells like mushrooms.
What?
Edo Bear approves.
Do you see, serve Odin's pandering potatoes?
I don't know. I'll give you a little shake with that, though.
All I found was this pointy hat.
Well, he's got armor and sword.
Nightmare.
In Warhammer, that's the first part of getting into the next career path, is assembling the trappings.
As is Tika.
Short, concise statements.
I'm Hemingway with a beard. Slap!
What the five fingers say to the face? Slap!
What voice does that Kender do? I haven't recognized it, but I can't put it down.
Wow, that's hard for a guy with a lisp to say. I'm not even going to attempt that.
This guy has been doing nothing except eating and thinking about sex since his character has been introduced.
Well, he's a gamer.
He's a gamer.
What is that?
Smoke it up, dude. Oh,
that's the postal service.
I'm sorry. I thought it was something else.
There's no fist on the end. So.
Now I want my chicken. I want my hot wings and beer. Oaths must be fulfilled. Why am I yellow?
What are his eyes?
They're hourglasses, because it's cool. That's the cue.
Twiddle my knob.
Don't spooge on your brother's face.
Is it an evil cancer? And then came Gandalf.
Uh-oh. Gonna make him drink hemlock.
Where'd that girl come from?
What the hell's she wearing?
She's Bandex obviously got a PC her? On her head, and no one's even introduced her yet.
Oh, she's got the staff that was shown in the history. So, they said they were looking for a staff.
Is that a staff? Or
that means she's
just
the cleric.
Generic pole arm.
I'm number six.
Gaius.
I'm hiding behind this guy.
Oh, she's the chieftain's daughter. Into the
God.
Whoa.
Disintegrated.
No, just leave him in there. He's fine. My clothes.
Stop, drop, and roll, brother.
Let's LARP Richard Pryor.
Fire on him.
Keep hitting him.
It's like magic. It's a special kind of magic.
Told you that staff was...
It's the halfling's gem.
What a waste of a charge.
Wrong setting there, Luke.
Oh, crap.
They're a half experience point apiece.
Mortal Kombat!
I will destroy them with my poor grammar.
Somebody said Mortal Kombat.
Fatality. I'm getting dizzy.
Whoop-dee. Yeah, you do. We both have headbands. Both headbands say PC on them.
We're headband brothers.
Does everybody have a headband but me? I just want to know.
In Fantasy Queen, you must keep the sweat from your eyes somehow.
Everybody but the fat, horny dude has something on his head. Look, even the butcher has a headband.
That's not the butcher. He's a monk.
Oh, yeah. He's like...
Oh, we're going down the rope thing to the 100-level dungeon. Oh, never mind. It's just to the ground.
Here, give...
I'm in the wrong setting.
I totally trust you guys. I just totally met you, but you look trustable.
Dude, they met in an inn.
Yeah. What is... Luke, what is up with the hourglass?
Did you not... I already made an eye doctor comment and got shut down for it, so you're out of luck.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Okay, nuclear reactor. What is with the eyes?
I believe it's plot related.
Oh, okay.
His GM allowed him to take enlarge cataract instead of lose experience point the last time he cast Looted Wish.
Those aren't even close to cataracts. That's... Eh.
Sure they are, Luke.
Shazam! Shazam! Well,
whoa!
Charles de Gaulle!
Eyes!
Blood. Oh, now we're getting red blood.
Yeah.
This violates the comic code.
I lift, I smash!
Whoa!
But no blood when you stab someone's neck through.
What if you stab into a little hole by their nose?
Oh, that goblin's sad.
Oh, my buddies.
Everyone he's ever known is dead.
Mom, Dad. Ooh.
Yeah, he's somewhere.
Nothing like the, ooh. In the
That's how the Witch King went down.
Oh, that's like 3 hit points.
Somebody's got 3 magic missiles.
He's clearly level 5.
Are you kidding me?
Loot.
All this experience.
No, the Morphin were showing up right
goblins.
Then.
It's not that much experience. Besides, they're level 5. What do they care for goblins? A couple copper pieces?
Lint. Oh, I'm tired.
Poorly made dice. That was always a winner.
Oh, wizard. Yes, strength is the dump stat.
I have a high constitution, but damn, I'm tired.
We dwarves are wasted on cross country.
I love you.
I wish I could quit you.
Summon boat.
Dwarf back mountain. And don't anybody give me a glass of milk.
Why do they have torches? Don't goblins see in the dark?
Yes.
Not in first edition.
Yeah, what edition are we playing here?
This is this first edition movie? Did we?
And they're like, see ya, okay,
great moral quandary there.
There's always one party member.
Chad, I didn't know you were playing the dwarf.
Look, he got back on the railroad.
There you go.
Just like in your game, Luke.
Except for my railroad was... Totally not a railroad.
Uh-oh.
Didn't Keith Curtis do that in Army of Darkness? These flames are 3-dimensional.
That's why you wear helmets.
Take that, headband boy.
Oh my.
That's a pretty bold statement. You need components for that one.
Oh, come on. Sleep is level one. Why is everyone impressed with this guy?
Everybody else is just walking away.
The Kinder was like, yeah, I cast that off a scroll last week.
I got to memorize some spells. See?
Until fourth edition.
I think we skipped past prepare, strategy, buy supplies, and select spells to step four, travel to the site of the adventure.
I think so. Well, sometimes the adventure comes to you.
Yeah, their planning session pretty much resolved to must protect staff. Dude, those eyes are not impressive. They're poorly drawn. I think they're that way on purpose.
Poorly drawn?
Yeah. No, they were poorly drawn because of the budget.
There are holes in the sky. We're effed.
That's where the smoke gets out at.
She's summoning fire?
You notice how Daggerfall started? Right now?
What, plane hide the boat? We are totally. Now an official party. We can never lie to each other.
Signs a charter.
Unless you have the bluff skill, of course.
Yes. Good trade.
Yeah.
You got screwed, man. You could roll up a wizard without any penalties.
That's doing a lot for you. You got magic missile and sleep. Congratulations. You also have Mordenkind's terrible cough.
Mordenkind's massive clap.
Yeah, you seem to get that a lot.
It's probably her pants.
Dude, she has a case symbol on her head. She's totally exalted.
Look at this powerful wind inside the cave.
We go to Cherokee Lands.
Oh,
well, a racist, huh?
Party conflict.
Let us all measure the size of our staves.
Wait, the group template.
GM intervention.
Get this game back on the rails, guys. Come on.
I don't even want to hear it.
Well, you
bigot. Then I learned Leoman's lugubrious labia.
Well, you see,
now I'm much better.
I'm the main character. The story's all about me, and you guys do what I say because I'm the girlfriend of the GM.
Was that some feminine hygiene products laying there?
Kinder are likely to have about anything.
Let us hunt some orc.
Back at Hoover Dam.
Oh, hey, they're huge, little dragon. Pow, pow, pow.
We'll call
sir, these
lands
were overpriced and you haven't
this
even
land.
Painted them.
You're never getting the tournament with those minis.
Curse you, sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Thanks, Wash. Warren Onyx and get Geodude on standby.
We're going to need Captain Planet.
He's a hero. Whoa. Is that Enya? Dude, I followed him on like 5 tours. I love the dead.
You know, halflings, kinder, they love their herb.
They do. That bend.
Could you go off on your own and get the whole party in trouble now? Because that'd be great.
Because you are a Kender.
Wow. This is like the exact opposite of the start of Fellowship of the Ring.
How so?
Stay on the road. Keep your hands out of people's pockets.
Yeah. Dawn, look to the east. Third day.
It's a fellowship.
You can get me my liver back. The working one.
I need my dialysis.
Time for a constitution check. Roll a D27.
And if you notice, I don't have any pupils, so I really can't see.
Well, he can't read. He can't accommodate or focus without pupils. Well, or really see, but... I was thinking fixed pupils, I'm sorry. He could have pinpoint pupils that are very difficult
to see. He's Paul Atreides. He doesn't have eyes, but he sees anyway.
He's Ed Hazarak. And Big Ed Hurley is his buddy. Fremen.
Hey, baby. You've got a headband. I've got a headband. We should hook it up. Totally. Soul,
tell me of your home world.
Yeah, we both have headbands.
It's like,
stab him!
I told you there were monks.
Monks. We need a monk.
They're going to get death touch.
They're using this.
Oh, they're 3D.
Thirsty 3D.
They must be evil.
Isiesu domie.
Tomp!
Domaeis requies.
Don't believe them.
Never listen to a Tonberry.
No, they're all goblins. They don't have any clothes.
What's her intelligence,
on?
Like
oh my
five?
God.
You stupid, over-eager bitch.
Oh my god, it's a lizard man.
Whoa.
They've all got the half-dragon template.
It's like bad 80s animation is mating with bad 90s animation to form the ultimate animation battle.
I'm cheering for reboot.
No, reboot would kick all this.
Yeah, reboot was pretty awesome. What did she do there?
No,
did she will him away?
She just doesn't like her hair to be held like that.
Summoned Vind. Whoa.
Well, that's gonna be hard to pull your sword out of that. Yeah, punch him again. Punch him again. Punch
kidney.
Him in the kidney.
Make him pee blood.
Punch him.
Pee blood.
Yes. Now in his butt. Punch him in his butt. No, oh, he didn't like that. Where did he get the 2x4?
He cut down a tree.
Down oh, I was
F my axe. This wood's going to do great. You never see punching in D&D.
It's because it only does 1d2
oh, yeah,
subdual.
No.
Unless you're, you know, a monk.
You know,
you got a bladed gauntlet. That can do some damage.
How do you...
What that?
Bury...
No, it went from a 2x4 to a cut log.
I thought only clerics could cast Flaming Sphere.
I think that was Agonar Scorcher.
Was it? No, that's a ray.
Second level.
Uh-oh.
It could go in a line.
Oh, yeah.
I'll accept your argument.
Loot his body! Loot it!
Hey, good thing we have this staff that heals anything, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Am I right?
There's
stay
no
still,
healing magic now.
To animate you that way.
Yeah. There is a reason to stick with this
recycled
chick.
Recycled footage.
Oh!
All better.
Would you really want your blood back after being on the ground? I mean, oh, does that have like a 5-second rule to it?
Good news is I'm alive. The bad what news is I'm doing? Now dying of sepsis.
Oh, the
sword. He's a seated, whatever it was.
Yes, too many people saw that.
And thorns.
Dark and wood.
They'd be crazy to follow us into an asteroid field.
I think I just saw a commercial break there for a second. I've
noticed that. They're very clean breaks, like set up for commercials.
This whole movie's a commercial.
Really, this was probably a pilot for a cartoon series. And it just, the deal fell through. So they're like, oh, we got it. Let's release the movie.
It probably showed on TV somewhere.
No, it's good. It's called The Dark Forest Full of Thorns and Undead. It is lawful good, you piece of trash.
Did he just flash a pedosmile?
Well, he is the evil mage.
What's going on? It's a whole lot of nothing. We better stop.
No. Oh.
Undead.
It's the army of the dead from Return of the King. They found another use for him.
Good thing they brought it.
I release you from your oath.
I think I'll just stab you in the face.
When it comes to the ways of women, he's but a rookie compared to me. You would think they wouldn't have to part ways for him. Since, you know, intangible.
Yeah, they're incorporeal and...
Mine eyes! Aye!
The goggles says you're nothing.
That's a lot of bass.
You are more than welcome here. If you're good guys, we're gonna kill you.
I blew crystal once.
Oh, you have a frost brand now. Dude, that's like plus two.
So these guys read a Game of Thrones.
Stay frosty, buddy.
Good, nice call there, John. I'm impressed.
Thanks, Luke.
I wasn't sure you were a fan.
Don't make us pull out the dragon glass.
He just went to the White and Black Lodges.
Twin Peaks, nice.
It's a trap.
Why would he have saved you from the goblins to start out with then?
Obviously, that's the town portal from Diablo, so let's go.
You know it looks like it.
Stay a while and listen.
Careful, I'm drinking
pee. It is town portal.
You're right. Apparently, they went to the land before time.
They stargated to a new planet.
Either that or Penile's portable plot hole.
One where it's okay to love wizards in that way.
What is
Ooh, it's My
this?
Little Pony.
Unicron. I mean,
she's got some pretty bad varicose veins there.
I will kill you.
Ride me. Ride hard.
Food, drink, and horse sex.
That's on Centaur Chick having a top.
I can't help but notice that you have a half-breed in your party. Wink. But the guy's like, it's the wrong half, Centaur woman.
It's like a mermaid. You can't work with the bottom half. You can't work with it. It's like a Claritin commercial. Like that little fuzz, they peel it back.
Instead of a Dark Lord, you would have a unicorn. One terrible and beautiful to behold.
Oh, big surprise. Great Evil Snet like, happy peasants.
You will find there a great multitude of chicken.
Oh, plot! Quick! It's like the whole party's got to get together so they can all hear it.
Now, this is not realistic, because this is the point at which all the players would stop paying attention.
F you, half-breed.
Man, I didn't think the Native Americans were such racists.
How do I put this gently? My river wind wants to plow you.
Mishakal, is that Jewish?
Call Don't DP. Don't be Mishugan to Luke.
I can't even spell my own name.
Shoot him in the back.
Doom, doom, doom.
Doom, 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 doom. I'm trying to sing the Doom song.
3 hours later.
What a...
Pegasus!
Pegasus! Pegasus! We've not talked about Invader Zim enough on this podcast.
Did you know that I'm a huge Invader Zim fan?
No, I didn't, but I own the, I think the first two seasons.
I own all of them.
I don't know all of them yet.
I own all of them and a t-shirt.
I think I've seen the t-shirt.
Probably. I love Hohen Vasquez, the guy who does. I've read all his comic books and stuff.
Squee!
Squee, Giant the Homicidal.
More organs equals more human. Favorite episode. Darker than any children's episode a cartoon needs to be.
You know, this movie's so bad, we started talking about Hohen Vasquez. I'll pinch you, unicorn! I'll pinch you till you
wake
don't fly
up
anymore!
Wake
the dwarf
up!
Is dissatisfied with his means of transit. Check the box.
What are you talking about? It's never been done in fantasy.
Oh, he sucks at it, too.
That was deliberate.
That's why you never pinch your Pegasus.
It's that plume of fire.
Oh, it's Death Mountain.
That smoke was not moving like the others.
It was 3D.
Hey, when are these guys going to rest and get their HP back?
There's us, Gileath.
See,
it's toast.
Have you noticed that they've been in two combats already today? And they haven't gotten into any more? Ew, slime!
My face!
A primitive barbarian tribe that lives in a sophisticated... metal and stone city.
Well, Barbaria was the name of the city, dude.
Is that
Hannah,
where
Barbaria
came from?
That didn't
Man,
kill him.
My,
they would have been fine hanging that way for at least a few days.
My parents are kinky. I always told them it would get them one day. But they're like, we just gotta be us. Don't judge us.
What made you come to that conclusion, Sherlock?
I've already looted 32 of these bodies.
Okay, so what's funny is he's gone from just calling them lizard thingies to draconians. Like, he named them in the interim. Unless we missed some plot somewhere.
There's
I did
no
kind of zone out during Happy Land there.
The plot.
Yeah, we were too busy talking about Zim during the...
Yeah.
During the unicorn
Something
time.
Something interesting.
Hey, guys, remember when D&D cartoons used to be cool?
No.
You know what would be so hilarious? If they went into a bar, right, and way in the background were the characters from the original D&D cartoon, like, just sitting around.
See, that would have shown some ingenuity.
And creativity.
Yep, they're dwarves.
You and your socialist values, dwarf.
Oh, yeah, that's a great hide roll everyone just made.
Uh-oh, they
Somebody
got
farted.
It's always the last guy in line. You ever notice that? Or there could be just those five. We just don't know. In the bar.
Summon plot lead. I got nothing there. Yeah. I tried.
Where's he going with this? I don't understand.
Ass-acular.
Yeah, this movie is ass-acular.
Osseo Gully Dwarf.
What is he doing?
That was a very high level variant of charm person.
And he only works on female gnomes.
And he's like, she is just the right size, boys.
Does the same actress do like the dumb, barely can talk voice in every cartoon?
Yep.
Did she just say this dungeon has no bosses? That's kind of breaking the fourth wall for me, guys. I'm sorry. I just can't buy this movie anymore.
And they're not going to get any XP out of this.
No, he just picked a lock. Everybody gets XP.
Wow. That dragon is freaking that pile of gold.
I want to get my freak on.
Oh, gold.
My suit is so tight.
I loves my gold.
Inside, you will find naughty pictures.
Find the one with the men in it.
I need prismatic wall, fool.
Slap him. Slap him. I just want to see.
Let's argue loudly and wake the dragon.
Yeah, I was wondering about this too. We're just hanging out in front of the dragon, bitching at each other.
All right, but let's be totally honest. We've all done it.
It's true.
Well, this goes back to, are role-playing game movies or books supposed to reflect the games? Not the
it's
game
of CDR.
CDR. He's like, dude.
I just burned these.
He's like, who touched my CDs?
The dragon represents the RIAA.
Squish him. Squish him. Yeah.
Harder.
Tickle.
I've got my Sovereign Love in 1998 album in there.
Whoa. That's a green dragon. Apparently.
No, it's a black.
Black. Oh, green dragons do chlorine gas. They're like, we don't like him.
He's an ass.
This is like the only fantasy ever with
did
that.
Did you guys see the Pope staff in the treasure back there? No, I'm serious. It was like the Pope staff was behind there.
I see the grapes of despair.
Look, the Pope staff. See?
Oh, my
look,
God, it is.
It's the Pope staff. Totally.
I think that's a sword.
No, no.
No, that's the John Paul II bent crucifix.
Yes.
That is the only artifact in any fantasy world that doesn't have a name. It's just blue crystal staff. It's a minimalist approach.
What is this?
Yes!
No,
I choose you!
Red Wizard of Thay is like, ow!
The Fortress of the Stars! She ghostbusting now?
Just gonna make a joke cross
something
the street.
Something strange.
Nope, back in town.
She got plotted!
Don't worry, she'll
That's
be back.
Funny.
This is right about where I stopped reading after they resurrected her.
No, you totally
Oh, you just ruined the whole
Oh, I spoiled the Dragonlance movie. Oh, hells no.
I
am despairing. Full of angst am
that guy died pointlessly in Pulp
Dwarf,
Fiction
leave
too.
Him. We just don't like him. Bloody nose. That means he's going to die.
Aneurysm!
Unconscious, potentially dead, and no longer gaining experience.
And so the gold standard was saved, as inflation would not rise today.
By the gods that we don't think exist, nor do we believe in.
No, look, we totally made it out.
And then we totally made out.
I really wish I could sing, because I'd be singing the theme from Bodyguard right now.
And I...
Whoa, oh, just a bruise.
I think I just heard the first two notes of Don't Want to Miss a Thing. We don't have a CD-ROM. It's the Middle Ages.
I just opened one. It Rickrolled me.
There's a problem, also, besides the CD-ROM. It's all Dave Matthews. What happened? What's going on here?
Where'd the first arrow go?
Oh, yeah, that's chaotic. That's...
Now his sword comes out.
Boy, it sure did get a lot easier to kill those guys.
But the arrows disappeared.
Honestly, I magically manipulated you to only think that I'm your friend. In like an hour, you were going to hate me.
Yeah, the GM noticed that you forgot to actually pick it up. So
the rest of the plot's in this. If they don't have this, we're toast. Hey, Babu. You want to get me some picnic books?
Babu will always have Kryn.
Faith is to blame.
Oh, here it comes.
Dude, he's just trying to milk the extra XP for role-playing here.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
This is the respawn point.
It doesn't look like a graveyard.
He's like, what, you rezzed here? You've got rezz sickness now.
I feel
useless for 10 minutes.
I feel oddly manipulated. Sorry, that's me.
Yeah.
Can I qualify for the prestige class now?
Look at that. She's got the gold medal of bad role playing there.
Look, this thing is totally an 8 on its side.
Is that a Scientology thing? Does she like?
She's an alien.
She has reached OT4.
Whoa, she has.
Bad role playing never ends.
She gave him a stroke.
A sexy wink for you, baby. Wait. Lucy Lawless is totally playing this role in two different series at this point.
But I don't think that she's a robot this time.
We don't know for sure. She did just get downloaded a new body there.
Yeah, it's Dave Matthews. What are you guys thinking?
One who's seen them play live.
It's Doc Cottle.
I love Doc Cottle.
I love Doc Cottle, too. Kevin Sorbo.
Do you really know where Earth is?
I would follow Kevin Sorbo.
Only as Cole the Conqueror, not as any of his other roles.
I don't know. I'd take his cast offs.
If he walks through mountains, through plains.
I have my permanent light spell on.
Are they going through the lands of Magic the Gathering? Next will be islands,
yeah.
Then a swamp.
That's pretty deep.
Did it really count if it was just anal?
You gave me what?
Eh. They ain't party members.
That poor horse.
This guy, Dark Eldar. Dark Elves. Tyranids.
Why is this
attack?
And the grim reality of the whatever. There's only the war.
The reality of CGI.
Come on, they could attack. It's only a kinder.
There is only low budget.
Too late. We just gave them to them. Yeah, I think it's a con.
Hey, I know that guy. We don't want to mess with him. Yes, high-level slaves are always more useful.
It's good to be the wizard in the obligatory prison scene.
That was totally just filler.
And they're gonna hug too. Yes! You see his headband? Not shiny. And then we have Red Guy.
Whoa!
Oh my. Or at least his left arm.
Fix an axe to that arm or chainsaw.
Man, she's really working these role-playing XP points.
Oh, my stump!
It looks like a porterhouse at the end.
It really, it looked kind of tasty.
So in Dragonlance, dragons are really like bikers.
The Hell's Angels own this town.
What is this? Did they put all the people from the inn in the same prison carriage?
This is the inn cart.
So, while this guy was talking, did you know a ram does 2d8 damage?
Well,
like an actual ram,
you know,
or
I think
a battery
this guy
ram?
Knows it did that much damage, if you know what I mean.
A Belcher Bombard does special damage.
Hey, where are we at on the adventure list there, buddy?
You know, we're still stuck at travel to the site of the adventure.
I think we've done that. We've probably gone through several adventures.
Several
here,
loops. All right. Well, then we should be at number 5. Complete goal or retreat.
Or isn't this
my daughter's got the mange?
If this isn't the GM Railroad, I don't know what is. Take all your possessions. Throw you in prison.
Though they did throw the busty barmaid back in the same wagon.
Then she dies. Whoops! That was cause light wounds.
See, I'm new at this clerican thing.
Adrak, Meshakala, and Abednego.
I've got to kill 40 or 50 more goblins to become strong enough.
You would think the barmaid would be jiggling a lot more on the horse cart here. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's kill the driver.
With some of the worst animation I've ever seen. He actually died of bad animation.
Did they go into Lothlorien all of a sudden?
No, it's not.
What was your first clue?
Oh, look at that big hole to your right. Maybe you could slide through there. Oh, hells no. He's not a wizard, too.
Who, Gandalf?
That guy is awesome at dodging arrows. It's like a burst template full of arrows. He's like, F that.
Well, hell, that's handy.
I told you it was a fireball earlier. Same thing.
No, you said it was a flaming sphere.
Oh, a flaming sphere. That's right. You're right.
Spell, yeah.
That was
to be fair, it did behave like flaming sphere. Fireball doesn't explode.
Yeah, there's no burst.
Farther out point.
I don't remember a fireball
and
being
in this,
a line
in
attack.
This edition, it would have been space filling, too, so been deadly to everybody. Boobs! Ah, we'll fight in the shade!
Four elves did all of that.
Now we'll point over here.
Turn to the left. Cover girl!
Ah, he's a racist.
carpenter ants.
Intimidate check.
I'm one of the clerical people.
You can trust me because I wear a unicorn around my neck.
Woo, woo.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
Hey, is that Allison Hannigan?
You know, the SEC says she's okay to be nude.
I saw that. I didn't know what that was about, though. I didn't read the whole article. I saw the headline.
It is The Onion. It's not really important.
Oh, it was The Onion. Okay.
Killed her and then raped her.
and then she died.
She had a child.
Well, it is what? D&D. She could have been rezzed, had a child.
Somebody didn't check the adventure order.
That makes a pregnant woman like a wizard with a familiar
somebody
should have, spell.
Somebody should have checked their backstory before she started.
Well, relevant to this, a scourge does 1d4 damage.
Here we have some Gregorians.
What does a hot glance give you? A suggestive look. We haven't seen people in years. Dance for us!
Oh. Nice melons, hon.
Sex and food! That's what my character personality says.
I wear green! Not for long! baby, what'd I tell you?
I'm not into...
women.
Emails.
Because we have to go to the West.
You.
Rinse off the eye here. Headband?
What?
Son of my brother's wife. Nephew's not...
That guy has the best headband yet. That's a parapet.
That's a Janet Jackson headband. Token black guy.
Are they actually going to give the black guy lines in this? I'm betting no.
Is it going to be like Transformers where the black robot dies? It's like E.T.
How can it be blasphemy when all these people are basically atheists?
Like, look at this amulet. Blasphemy!
I'm actually Medivh.
Elminster's going to step up to the plate.
Medivh, Gandalf, Elminster, it's all the same.
Did he say his name was Fizzbitch?
Fizzbitch. And I am man.
Nice. I got leaves on my armor.
God, he does have an impressive headband. And he has... What is with jaundice in this universe here?
He's a
great guy. You know, that guy looks like the dude who played the guy in First Contact. Zachrum, the guy who invented the
Zephram Cochran?
Zephram Cochran.
Farmer Hoggett?
Yeah, who the heck?
Prince Philip?
What the heck's his name?
Hold on. James...
Yes.
Cromwell.
James Cromwell. Yes. That's James Cromwell elf.
It is James Cromwell the elf.
It'd be cooler if it was Oliver Cromwell elf.
I agree. No, it's not. Don't call me Shirley.
An army of fire-breathing dragons
can
be easily fought off in the woods.
Well, think you need to... that fire-resistant wood...
I think you need to go find the Pueblo elves and ask them for help.
We call this city Kiln.
Here in the town of Firewood, we do not feel safe.
Better than being in Firebush.
No, it's always good to be in.
You know, syphilis causes jaundice. We might be able to tie all this together and do
it. It's all related. Well, we need something for the PCs to do. Of course he does.
I don't know. Is this really what the Game Master wants us to do? We're kind of conflicted now.
My hood is big.
The name of what the halfling is carrying is Hoopak.
Ah, oh, Hoopak. Does it have a spike on the end, too?
We only have things here for...
Well, is it
the staff and the sling stone?
It's a kender, it's just, Dan. Or does they're it have different piercing? For halflings.
Yes.
It does have piercing?
It has piercing and bludgeoning.
Yeah, I had one. It because it's a staff, a sling, and it has a point on it, so it's like a dagger or something. It's really ridiculous.
This guy really, really wants XP for role-playing.
Oh my.
And is rewarded by the GM with a winch.
I don't want to give you any more XP, but here's some cheesecake.
We prefer to think of it as fan service.
Punch her.
Of course, we would have to be married to bang.
Well.
Your headband is still so small and green.
I hate hot ladies.
Oh, I'm not giving you the brooch bag.
See on the flip side, B.
Here, have my wedding ring.
You know, I think I'll become evil elven god now.
Whoa. Oh.
is that like early Cobra Commander?
That's what Dr. Claw looks like when he gets out of his chair.
Gadget! Is that Garland from Final Fantasy?
Yes, it is. He will knock you all down.
Were you denied 3 times?
Draw a sword for no reason.
He's a LARPer.
He's left-handed, too.
That guy is totally Phil's character.
Wait, they're splitting up the party or what? I'm confused here.
No, they're assembling the fellowship.
Oh.
I think this wizard here is probably played by the guy that only shows up like 1 out of every 4 games.
I think you're right. He's just going to disappear half into the adventure.
Oh.
Here's the other shot that ate up their budget. We call this the dragon flight scene. It's going to be impressive.
All you need is one flying dragon, a lot of control C, control V.
But then you got to make it so the wings don't flap in time.
Oh, my.
You know, the elves come here a little lonely.
We call this the happy hole.
Mordekaiser's glory hole.
What? That's some good weed.
The elves had some good stuff. Hey, we said we were going to go to the Dead concert.
Oh, she's wearing elven chain.
She changed headbands.
Dan, is that on your monitor or is that in the...
No, that's on my monitor. Oh, okay. The weed thing.
No, there's another one.
I just kind of lost...
Ah, Dan's touched her boob.
You touched your boobs.
To be fair, they're just hanging there.
Roll a d20, see how many boob touches you get.
Ah, yes. That is some good weed. Oh, yeah. That was the funniest joke in the whole thing.
Boy, this isn't at all like freaking...
What?
Killing me.
Yeah.
Moria?
Moria!
You got it, man.
It's dark in here except for the giant fire pots.
And they call it
I think
mine.
I can risk a little light. I can't believe I forgot the name of Moria. I've been poxed.
We're here to rescue you from your horrible fashion choices.
Oh, not that guy. Leave him behind.
Hey, there's more fire to be thrown in. All right, we'll leave you assholes here. That's no problem.
It's Christopher.
Doesn't that kind of negate the whole thing about faith? Kind of crazy on that one.
Well, she can only have faith three times a day, so...
Okay!
Hello.
That's a reference to Werewolf 2nd Edition, for those listening.
Savage Werewolf.
Cure him, Omishaka.
Rise, Lazarus.
Your acne is healed. You have rosacea no more.
I call that spell proactive.
Thank
Unfortunately,
you.
Unfortunately, eyes still crossed.
Thank you. Are, I have a date tonight. Look at my stigmata.
I have just saved this old-ass man.
Wait.
He might die a year later.
Old man, what happens after death? No, we gotta get out of here. There's more important things.
Wait. The elf chick's out of her armor. She's back.
What?
She's back at her.
He did yell at her.
The armor check penalty was too high. She had to get out of it.
And she's even back in her green headband and everything.
Whoa!
Side boob. He's like, that was a side boob, wasn't it?
I'm smug. Speaking of side boobs.
We have to go to the bathroom.
Wait, did your cronies roll that way? Stay on target. I've got a cloaca that's hotter than hot.
So what's the con? Yeah. The children need exercise?
I don't know, but I don't think they pass their disguise checks very well. Not this dragon again.
Why do they have the children?
That's a very matronly red dragon.
I think we may have been talking when they explained that. Presuming they explained it at all.
I'm just going to say actually, that they never explained
it. The dragon's actually really nice.
Oh, they were going to feed the children to...
Okay, this just went from just weird to creepy.
Well, they did say the children were in the care of the dragon.
Mm.
This is a dragon who cares.
Who's with me?
You're all basically naked, half-starved, and we have no weapons. Who is staying to fight the... heavily armed lizards.
Are all half-elves loudmouth braggarts?
Well, considering they didn't encounter a single guard between the door and the prison, I don't know why they just don't leave.
Well, did you also notice that the prison doors were open?
Ah, my teeth! All right. Ooh. Move.
Roll d20.
Yeah.
All right, one initiative.
You take three, you take 14 damage.
My elf attacks the darkness.
I need a reflex save.
Oh, get back. They're nerds. They're playing D&D. They're tired Draconian army or gaming dorks? Facepalm.
There. She's back out of her armor again.
Still, really? I don't know.
It's like the bit from
He's
Prime.
A ghost, and he writes to us. Ghostwriter. That's right.
No.
Yes.
No.
What?
What
was the point of that?
Embrace it.
Subliminal, my friend. Subliminal.
Hug the horn.
Hey, it's the butcher monk. Hold on to your ego.
On this scene, we're going to scroll down the wizard, hold on his penis.
I can see the storyboard for this. I like it.
Every wizard does have a staff.
What?
Heil!
No, together.
I guess the soundtrack's by Bobby Elfman. what is that?
Terrible.
So the Draconians are actually members of Stomp.
They got rhythm, yo. And nobody's looking backwards. And the
dude, we can totally make that. Wait, good plan, Phil. Good plan.
But we have surprise.
One good AoE blast here would get us each 5 levels.
Oh, holy hell.
They're not going to make it. Those
Transformers
are really fast for as large as they are.
They're dragon gates.
Wait, did he ever offer them anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I don't think he
okay,
did.
Why does his armor have a belly button? I will teach you all not to be willing slaves. Eh? Oh, she cares about the children. And
evidently not enough.
No, but I don't think he does.
Oh, it'd kill him. Huh. And people without evasion, see you bye.
But they smell delicious. Bluff check.
Succeeded. Dude, I think I would. Is he standing or sitting?
Wait. Oh!
Never mind.
Apparently he wasn't strapped. Oh! That's gonna hurt. And you thought
the ground
ring
broke his fall.
Was worthless.
He's like the old man from Final Fantasy II.
Tella?
Yeah.
Meteo!
Center fireball on the kid.
Why would you fire a fireball? Oh, what?
Kill the kids.
Yes!
Fly, you fools!
Yeah, FYI, neither Ted or Bill's going to be able to make it for the next 2 weeks, so we'll just leave them in this leaf pile until...
Oh, is that how Featherfall is supposed to work? Huh.
Is that the crater from the guy, or is that the hole in the ground? Why is the stone burning?
I think that's the hole the plot fell through.
Where'd the glory hole go?
They blew it up.
Look, the only people that made it are the people we liked.
She's wearing armor again, I'd point out.
Yep, she's back in the armor again.
Oh.
Just cut off the finger with the ring.
Touch death. No. By your powers combined. Mine eyes! Is that Sepia Snakesicle? It has to be. Oh! He got rocked!
It's the Gamja Bar. It's the Dark Sweat. Mark.
I can't really tell.
This was like when Torduk and everybody.
I don't really. Yeah, I'm not.
I'm rooting for 90 minutes myself.
Yeah, I'm rooting for it to be over.
Yeah, can
two.
We get a time check?
It's got to be close.
Fine. Luke, you only hope it's close.
I do, really.
So let's do a quick show of hands. How many people think there's going to be a sequel?
Okay. Not seeing a lot of hands.
Yeah, I'm not.
All
right.
Yeah, you listeners like at home can see all the hands that just went up as we can.
You know, I it's said none. My theory earlier. I think that this was going to be a weekly cartoon pilot that the deal fell through and they just took it to DVD to recoup some money.
Well, you know, thanks to us now, probably a few more people are going to rent this.
Yeah.
What have we done?
Ow, again.
Whoa.
Zap. Now, Luke, is that really healthy for the eyes there?
No, it's I believe it's sepia snake sigil, and it's really hard to fix with drops.
Mm. It didn't look sepia, though. It looked more, no, more, it looked more like maybe like light cyan.
Cyan snake sigil? It still's got the alliteration.
Oh, here comes the dwarf berserk mode.
Man, I'm glad I upgraded to HD.
Yes!
Hit him again!
Cobra Commander, go! Like, this feels really freaky.
This dude's been whopped upside his head with a freaking mace that probably was like 50 pounds. How many times?
Hey, he's got this snake thing in his brain!
Welcome to D&D. Until he gets down to zero HP, it doesn't matter how few hit points he has. Hit him again!
What? Did you
it was
see
like
that
through,
go
him.
Through him.
Yeah, it was through him. His armor blinks.
He just got
do
hit.
It.
He's invulnerable
do
for
it.
Like 2 seconds.
Do it.
Oh, he found his faith. What?
What the hell?
He's actually Bahamut.
Oh, yeah, he's the... Oh. Bahamut, nice.
I didn't manipulate him at
oh,
all.
It's on.
He's a Thundercat.
Oh, it's just like we get to the final battle, and the GMPC has to come and rain death.
Yep. Saved by the GM-controlled NPC.
Yeah, that's nice there. That's the best gaming. You know, whoever wrote this book really needs to listen to this podcast called Fear the Beast.
You know that actually
it's
the Dragonlance books were based on a campaign.
I can tell.
Yeah. A bad campaign.
Everybody sit back and listen to the GM Duplot exposition.
I rule.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Guys, if you run your D&D campaigns like this,
don't.
It's called Epic Fail.
Super Saiyan 3 Ranger.
Hit him in the head!
Humpcat!
It's the DVRs!
Nothing saves you from a 10-foot giant. Oh, like 120-pound
yeah,
girl.
Stick! But I still have 30 hit points! I still have 10 hit points! I can do this!
I didn't need that heart. How can I still talk?
Yes.
This really should hurt a lot more.
Meanwhile, back at the combat, it's going on far longer than anyone intended
to. It's like a slap fight.
You know, and I could see the GM, like, rolling the dice on this dragon combat between two, you know, non-player-controlled dragons.
Was he still breathing fire randomly? Like, must adjust for the fall.
Fizz bitch?
Manana.
Everyone do the bad guy run.
Now we'll build a city out of these stone dragon people.
I hate it when the staff collapses pretty truly. You know, you can't judge.
At least he went out happy.
You tell everybody.
Have you tried Enzyte?
I pinched onto Mordenkainen's lubricated prophylactic immediately, but it just fell off.
Dan, did you forget to drink your beer?
If you call Miller High Life a beer, then yes.
I do. It's a champagne of beers. Wait, didn't you just kill an evil god? Call me crazy.
And everybody gets laid.
Who is that guy?
A whore.
Man.
Hey, everybody.
She moves on fast.
But remember, she's no. That
he's a like rebound, a man.
Oh. Sequel. Or another half hour of movie.
The war is going to go on. So far, all we've accomplished is killing several dragons, wiping out their army, and slaying the evil god.
Slaying their god.
I want her back now. I'm going to have our Kender friend steal his Cialis. See how much he likes him then.
Oh, now they got blues.
Oh, blue dragon.
We're going to the desert.
It's dragon country. Wait, wasn't Kitty Yara like who he loved or something?
I think it was.
Oh, no.
I think somebody didn't read the Match.com profile carefully enough.
It was totally Craigslist.
To be fair, Match.com gives you very
This is the best animation in the entire movie right
actually,
here. These actually look good.
This is painful.
Where was the artist who did this?
On a scale of one to bad, how would you rate this movie?
Why are you using my scales?
Hasselhoff Burfoot.
Stealing my lines. This was terrible.
This was.
So, great. This gives D&D as bad a name as a D&D movie does.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Was this as bad as Scourge of Worlds?
I would say that's tough. I would say no on that.
I think Scourge of Worlds
Phil
is
Lamar,
far
that dude was in the Metal Gear games.
Wait, isn't Phil Lamar the dude who voiced Jar Jar Binks?
I don't know. Did he?
No.
I think he was
the guy who did Static Shock. Samurai Jack, and played Marvin in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. See, you did remember something from IMDb that you looked up. See, even the credits are 3D.
I know, I'm looking to see if Tara Strong did any voices, because she does, like, voices in everything that's animated. Blah, 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 okay.
It's like the Civilization 4 song.
And in the title sequence,
I believe Michael Rosenbaum's name was misspelled.
Well, look, guys, this is the best part of the movie. It's like a promise to adventure, a little flame, a closed door.
I know, I feel like I'm at the title screen of a video game.
I know. And that movie was horrible.
Oops.
Even as a gamer, looking at it like, hey, what if I just appreciate this as a game movie? It's still terrible.
And we never did make it, oops, GM screen's upside down here. We never did make it to step 6 of the sequence of play of recover lost hit points, reprovision, divide treasure and experience points.
The GM just blew.
Totally missed.
You know, the GM was probably Tracy Hickman. Just so you know.
That chick's probably hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's why everybody came back to play the game, is because she was smoking hot. I don't care if it's a terrible story. She's going to be wearing a tank top. I'm down with that.
I did enjoy her Deathgate cycle.
All righty. Well, we're on the credits now. There's not a whole lot to say about that. Yeah, so
there really isn't.
Outside the fact that they're foldy for no particular reason. So Thank you guys for tuning in. We hope to see you on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all the Fear the Con and related stuff.
Wait, what's Sunday?
Meyer Eye Care.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can't you see that?
I'm excited for Sunday.
No, because they need to go to Meyer Eye Care.
So, thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you next week.
Sound like a shill now.